So let's review. The Mishnah Dav Beis ruled Kalazvachim Shenizbechu Shaloi Lishman Ksherim Elishloi Olu Labalim Shem Chayva. All karbanos that were slaughtered with the wrong intention are kosher, but their owner has not fulfilled this obligation. Rish Lakish questioned this premise. Im Ksherim Him Yirtzu Ve'im Eim Meratzu Lama Bain. What is the rationale to differentiate between the validity of the karban and the owner fulfilling his obligation? Now, Rabbi Lazar answered, "Metzina beboin la'achar misa shein kasherin ve'im meratzin." We find karbanos that are brought after their owner's death, as in the following Mishnah: Ha'isha shevi chatasa b'meisa yeviu yershin aylasa b'meisa la yeviu yershin chatasa. After childbirth, a woman brings a karban chatas and a karban oil. If she brought her karban chatas and then died, her heirs bring her karban oil. But if she brought her karban oil and then died, her heirs do not bring her karban chatas. Rabbi Lazar points out that if the owner is dead, the carbon is valid, even though it certainly is not fulfilling the owner's obligation. Clearly, a carbon can be valid even if it does not accomplish anything for their owner. So too, a carbon shalei lishmo can be valid even if the owner does not fulfill his obligation. However, Rish Lakish replied, "Medina lach ba'ayla da'asi lachar misa, asham d'lo'asi lachar misa manolan." I agree regarding a carbon ayla, which can be brought after its owner's death. However, carbon asham, which cannot be brought after its owner's death, why is shalei lishmo valid? Therefore, Rish Lakish cites the drash we mentioned on Daf Beis. The pasuk says, "Maitzei sebasecha tishmar basisa kasher nedarta l'Hashem lekecha nedava asher dibarta befecha." And the Gemara asks, "Hai nedava nederhu?" We're referring to a neder. Why does the pasuk call it a nedava? Therefore, we expound the pasuk as follows: "Im kamosh nedarta asisa yehi neder v'mloi nedava yehi." If it is brought for its own sake, one fulfills his obligation. But if not, then it is considered a nedava and valid, but he must bring another carbon for his neder. The Gemara raises several difficulties with the premise of Rish Lakish's premise in rejecting the answer of Rabbi Lazar. Eima haba b'neder u'b'nedava laisi v'loi lirtzi asham loi laisi klal. The pasuk refers to neder v'nedava, voluntary karbanos. Perhaps karbanos like an oila or shlam, which can be brought voluntarily, are valid even when they do not fulfill the owner's obligation. But a karban asham, which cannot be brought voluntarily, should not be valid at all. The Gemara answers that the pasuk says v'shachat oisa l'chatas, and we expound oisa l'shma k'shera shaloi l'shma psula hashar kachim shaloi l'shma k'sherin. Only a karban chatas is pasul shaloi l'shma. All other karbanas are kasher. The Gemara continues to ask, "Ema haba b'nedo b'nedava laisi b'loi lirtzi asham artzui nami lirtzi." Perhaps the pasuk only teaches us that karbanas like an oila or shlam, which can be brought voluntarily, are valid even when they do not fulfill the owner's obligation. However, karban ashim, which cannot be brought voluntarily, should even fulfill their obligation even when brought shalei lishma. At first, the Gemara tries to derive this halacha from a tzara shava. Ayla kol. Karban ayla has the stringency that it is burned in its entirety. Shlamim, te'unin nesachim and tenupas chazav ashek. Karban shlam requires nesachim, wine libations, and the waving of the chazav ashek. Lataida, tun lechem. Karban taida is accompanied by 40 breads. Therefore, we cannot derive the halachas of a karban ashim from these karbanas individually. However, we can expound the tzara shava. Hatzara shava shebehen shein kadshim b'shachna shalei lishman kasher ve'ina meratza afani evi ashem shiv kadesh b'shachate shalei lishman kasher ve'ina meratza. Just as these karbanos are valid shalei lishma, but their owner does not fulfill his obligation, so too, even though a karban ashem is valid shalei lishma, its owner does not fulfill his obligation. However, the Gemara asks, "Mal hatzara shava shebehen shein boin b'nedeb u'b'nedava." All these karbanos can be brought voluntarily. Perhaps regarding a karban ashim which cannot be brought voluntarily, its owner does fulfill his obligation. Therefore, the Gemara derives this from the Hekesh cited earlier on Daf Dalet. The pasuk says, "Zaysat Taira la'aylo l'mincho l'chatas v'la'ashim l'miluim l'zevach hashlam," listing the many different karbanos together, and so we compare their halachas. Hekesha akasav l'shlamim mashlam shein kachim b'shachna shalei lishman kasher ve'imiratzin avani evi ashim shu kaidish b'shachta shalei lishma kasher ve'imiratzin. Just as a karban shlam is valid shalei lishma, but its owner did not fulfill his obligation, so too, even though a karban ashram is valid shalei lishma, its owner does not fulfill his obligation. And the Gemara points out that we do not compare ashram and shar karbanos to chatas, that they are pasul, because of the pasuk v'shachat oisa l'chatas, oisa lishma k'sher shalei lishma psula, hashar kachim shalei lishma k'sher. Rish Lakish said, "Medina lach ba'ilo da'asi l'achar misa, ashram d'lo'asi l'achar misa menalan," that an ashram cannot be brought after its owner's death, and so it should not be valid shalei lishma. Leimelei Rabbi Lazar, Ashem Nami Asa L'Achar Misa. However, we know that an Ashem can be brought after its owner's death. As Rashi explains, Ashem Shemesu Ba'olav Raya V'damav Naiflin L'Kaitza Mizbeach. If the owner of an Ashem dies, it grazes until it develops a mum, a blemish, and it is then sold, and the money is used to bring a carbon oila. The Gemara answers, Ashem L'mai Karav L'maisra Chatas Nami Mikrav Karva Maisra. Only the value of an Ashem is brought after its owner's death, as we explained. This halacha is equally applicable to a korban chatas, and yet it is pasul shalay lishma. However, the Gemara points out, chatas avagav de karva maysara miyit rachmano hu. The pasuk says chatas hu, specifically invalidating it when brought shalay lishma. And even though asham nami ksiv behu, the pasuk says vehiktor oisim akoyin asham hu, using this term regarding an asham as well, the Gemara explains how hu la'achar k'tars emurim hu dechsev. The term is used there after the emurim were burned. Therefore, it cannot refer to the halacha of shalay lishma, which is only relevant during the four avodas. Therefore, the Gemara concludes Rabbi Elazar could have answered Rish Lakish. The Gemara now questions Rabbi Elazar's response to Rish Lakish. Hanu nami laisa v'lirtzu. Rabbi Elazar says that carbon la'achar misa is an example of a carbon that is valid but does not atone for its owner. Perhaps when the heirs bring a carbon, they do receive atonement. The Gemara answers Yeledis imhi yalada b'nel miyaldu. Theirs have no need for the benefit of the carbon brought after childbirth. However, the Gemara responds, Man leimelon di'ika kama se gabol le miskapra. Perhaps the woman could have used this carbon oil to atone for other mitzvahs asay that she violated, and if so, yoshe nami mechaper. Perhaps the heirs could use the carbon oil for the same purpose. The Gemara debates whether the heirs have an actual stake in the carbon so that they could receive atonement through it. On the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan ruled, Hadnicha mincha lishnei banav ameis, kreva ve'im b'shutfas. If someone bequeathed a carbon mincha, a meal offering, to his two sons, they can bring the mincha, even though nefesh ha-merachmana, a carbon mincha, must have a single owner and cannot be owned by partners. Here we see, loikan yilhu, the heirs do not own the carbon, and so it is still the carbon of a single owner, their father. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan ruled, Hanich behem l'shnei banav ameis, kreva ve'im amirba. If someone bequeathed a carbon to his two sons, they can bring the animal as a carbon, but they cannot make a tamura in exchange with the animal because shutvin leimotsu mimirin, a carbon belonging to partners cannot be used for tamura. Here we see, kanyelhu, the heirs do own the carbon. The Gemara answers, loy kanyelhu, the heirs do not own the carbon. However, the pasuk says, im hamer yamer l'rabbis es hayerish, echad meimer vein shnei mamirin. The pasuk explicitly excludes from tamura a carbon owned by two heirs.